I'm standing in the glamorous location of a car park opposite the hospital. We've got Bedford's Mayor Dave Hodgson. Dave, we'll come to you shortly. Joined first by Acting Chief Executive of Bedford Hospital, Stephen Conroy. Stephen, is it true that the number of staff required to teach trainees was inadequate? And if so, why?
Well, the Dean has said that the supervision of trainees wasn't good enough. And supervision means that trainees might be left on their own, in outpatients, so they don't have a consultant next to them for advice.
Why wasn't it adequate? Why didn't you get more people in?
Well, I didn't say it wasn't adequate. I just said that they were the concern. So it's not necessarily about the number of consultants, but it's the way they respond. So I don't think we have a problem with the number of consultants.
So the number of consultants is absolutely fine. You're happy with that?
Up until now, we've had enough consultants to run the service effectively with the trainees that were in place.
The trainees don't feel there is enough, though, do they?
I think it's more about the quality of the supervision and training that they've made complaints about, not necessarily the numbers.
So what's wrong with the quality?
Well, you said it goes back over a number of years, and I think it does go back. I wasn't around, for all of that length of time. But I've spoken to the Dean, and he says that they have worked with us, we've worked with them, we've put resources in, we've put plans in, and we have improved education training. But it has more recently slipped back. And that reached a crisis point in April when more than one trainee raised concerns about supervision and the fact that if they weren't properly supervised, if they're left on their own to make decisions about patients, that could lead to a patient safety concern.
So why wasn't anything done then with regards to these claims? Why were trainees told they were being emotional?
We did put an action plan in place immediately, speaking to the deanery. They told us that effectively they put us on special measures from the 1st of May.
What do special measures mean?
Well, they required that we had a number of hours of consultant presence. The medical director was on call. If the trainees wanted to speak to the medical director directly rather than go through their line manager. A number of things that the Dean required that we put in place from the 1st of May. And it looked up until a couple of weeks ago as though that was all working and we were going to maintain the trainees from September. And then unfortunately, about 2 weeks ago, one of our consultants failed to respond to an urgent call out, to respond to trainees' requirements in the evening for advice.
A consultant failed to return to an urgent call out?
He failed to respond on the telephone, which is what was required.
That's pretty worrying, an urgent call out.
That is worrying, and that means that patient safety could be at risk. Now, in that case, no patient harm came to be.
No harm came to be, but was someone potentially at risk? I would imagine they would be if the call wasn't answered.
It's a level of unacceptable risk that we can't stand. We have since...
So the patient was at risk?
The patient could have been at risk. The consultant did respond later, but they didn't respond within the required time.
Why did they not respond within the required time?
That's something we're going to investigate. We've had to take immediate action with that consultant. I can't say more than that because it's now a HR.
Will they be suspended?
They have been excluded.
So a senior consultant has been suspended because they failed to answer a call?
That's right. But we have to go through a process. Suspension's a neutral act.
The East of England School of Paediatrics says trainees found it difficult and threatening to write reports and they were told they were being emotional.
I think it's obviously an environment where people feel stressed. There are events in the children's unit where there are sick children.
People shouldn't find it threatening to write reports and being told they're being emotional. Who would have said that?
I've no idea. I guess it would have been one of the clinical supervisors. They'll all be consultants who take care of the trainees.
Why would they make it difficult for a trainee to express concern? We've seen so many horrible things happening in hospitals recently. Surely we want our medical teams to flag up potential problems, don't we? They were told they were being difficult. It was difficult and threatening to write reports, and they were being emotional.
So absolutely. It should never happen. And what I want to do is make sure we have a full external inquiry about this. I mean, it's very hard for me to know what went on with one or two individuals. But
do you know who it was who said they were being emotional?
Which of the trainees? I have no idea.
You don't know who it was who told the trainees they were being emotional?
I would need to go and investigate that further.
So you don't know the person who told them they were being emotional?
I don't know the person who said that. I don't know if they used those words. But we are going to make an inquiry. I mean, the question the board have asked is this about one individual who's now action has been taken? Is it a culture?
Is it the same individual that's been suspended, do you think?
That's what I've just said. Yeah.
So it's about. It is the same individual that's been suspended.
Oh no, sorry. In terms of the incident 2 weeks ago, that led to suspension. Whether that is the same individual who made comments about trainees being emotional, no idea.
It sounds like bullying, doesn't it?
It would be bullying, and it would be unacceptable. So, say, the board want me to find out, is this one individual? Is there a culture in the department? Is this something that happens with trainees across the hospital? Because we have over 100 trainees in our hospital in 16 different departments.
So far we've heard that one senior consultant failed to answer an urgent response has been suspended. There is possibly a culture of bullying at the hospital. It's not brilliant, is it, for Bedford Hospital? How are you going to turn things around? Can you turn things around?
Yes, I can turn things around. I mean, I've spoken to the Dean. He's agreed the terms of reference for an external review. We will look at this. I've spoken to about half the consultants last week. We don't believe there's a culture of bullying, but you have to have...
Trainees don't want to come here, do they? It's been regarded as a good hospital, but not the best place to work, is something we heard earlier on. Why don't trainees want to come here?
Well, we have had trainees come here in the past. We haven't had any problems in the past.
Recently.
Well, we have a full complement of trainees at the moment, but that will be different from the end of the month. So I don't think there's a particular problem, but we know that the department is relatively small. It's the smallest paediatric department in the area. So it may well be that paediatricians, consultants, junior doctors find it more appealing to work in larger units. And we know that's a problem. We know the hospital is, you know, it's not fully 21st century. We've got to find a way of making that department bigger and more attractive to them.
Why have the statements been so vague recently? The statements we've had, so we're going to be making a statement soon. We'll be making a statement soon. Why don't you come out and say what's going to be happening to the paediatric unit?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, you quoted a leaked letter. I received a letter from the Dean saying they're going to remove trainees immediately. We then set up a process with surrounding hospitals and commissioners and health partners to look at all the options, what we could do. What could we do with the doctors we had left in the department for the end of the month, and how could we work with a number of other hospitals to re-provide services? So any plans that we put in place have to be signed off with all those health agencies, and that's taken much longer than it would be just doing it on our own.
Is the paediatric unit going to close?
In the short term, the paediatric unit will need to change. We don't have enough doctors to provide...
What does that mean, change?
There will be changes to some of the planned elective work. There will be changes to some of the emergency work.
What changes? Be more specific.
So I can't be more specific right now.
Well, what do changes to the emergency work mean? What, you're not going to have an emergency department on the paediatric unit?
Okay, so people have been working over the weekend on finalising the plans, and we want to have good communication starting later today.
Why don't you have good communication starting now? Now is the perfect opportunity to tell people what's happening. Is the emergency unit for the paediatrics going to close?
No.
Is the paediatric unit going to close?
It's going to change. So nothing's going to close.
But what does that mean, change? How is it going to change?
I'm going to be issuing a statement later today, probably the end of the day, to everybody. I need to talk, finally sign things off with partners. I need to talk to our own staff. And we'll be issuing very clear...
There are parents out there. I'm a parent. My little boy's been in hospital recently. There are parents out there who'll be coming to this hospital, who'll be booked in for operations and appointments in July, in August, September. That's not good enough to say you're going to be issuing a statement. Why don't you tell them what you're going to do?
Okay, so I'd like to apologise for parents. I mean, I deeply regret having to take this action.
We don't know what action you're taking. That's the thing. Just tell us what you're going to be doing.
I'll be telling people later. I'm happy to come back on your programme tomorrow or later in the week and talk more fully about it. But we need to make sure that the communications are ready to go, and that if people phone up and want answers, that we've got phone lines that are open. So I will be doing this later today.
Do you really think that's good enough? You're sitting on the future of potentially hundreds or thousands of children and their healthcare, and you're going to talk to people a bit later on. Why don't you just say now what you're going to do?
You know, our prime objective is to make sure we provide safe services for children.
Will you be closing the paediatric unit?
We're not closing anything at the moment. It's open.
Will you be closing it in the long term?
We're going to change things from the end of the month, and then we need to take a review with the GP.
So from the end of July, the paediatric unit is going to change significantly. Does that mean closing the unit?
I said I'll be very clear about this later in the day.
You've shrugged your shoulders and you've not answered. So the implication I'm getting from that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you're going to close that paediatric unit at the end of July.
That's not what I said at all. We're going to change things.
But what does that mean? That's really unfair and really frustrating and not fair for the parents and the kids involved. What does that mean?
So I apologise if I'm not being very clear at the moment. We have a plan to talk about communications. We'll be coming to people, our own staff and patients first.
You're going to close it, aren't you?
We're going to make changes. This is entirely to do with...
You're not denying you're going to close it.
Well, I'm saying we can't run the service the way we're running it now, with seven fewer doctors, with the number of doctors leaving. We have to make some changes from the end of July.
MP Richard Fuller says that unit must stay open.
It must stay open. I am not responsible for the long-term future of services, commissioners, commission services. My job is to provide safe services.
I'm going to ask you one more time. The implication I've picked up from this, and I'm sure that many of the listeners will pick up, you are going to close that paediatric unit at the end of July. Is that correct?
We're going to make change. There'll be fewer services on this site from the end of July, and I'll come back and explain those fully tomorrow if you want.
We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thank you very much indeed. Dave, we're going to come to you after the travel, if that's okay, sir. Thank you. That was the acting chief executive of Bedford Hospital, Stephen Conroy. At the end of the month, they are going to make changes to the paediatric unit. They will not be offering the same services. I know what my interpretation is of that, and I'm sure yours as well. It will be announced later on today, and we'll have Steve on the show tomorrow.